This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother,
when I was a little boy.
Tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my word.
What they mean, what they say. I knew that there were big things coming, but I was only learning, getting ready.
Mother,
and now we have the hammer of the gods. Can you hide it from the waiting world? Down, everything is distorted. Kevin Martin, my friend, I look forward to trying to hire you to be a reporter for us. The great work you're doing. You just heard Milo, which, you know, the left has totally dominated and controlled people. They've run these psyops against all these confused people. They hate him so much because he is dismantling their system. But separate from what Milo was saying, other points you're going to be on the Nightly News tonight with Leanne McAdoo and David Knight and others and the great crew here. What are other observations now visiting the InfoWars Central Texas Center?
Well, other observations, I just think, you know, I really like what you're doing here at InfoWars, and it's been a real inspiration, and I really appreciate you having
me. Don't thank me.
I really appreciate it. It's been an inspiration, and I think, I'm conservative, and I believe in, you know, I'm a God, I'm a Christian.
I am too.
Yeah, and I believe, when I grew up, you know, we hunted, we fished, we played outside, we went to church on Sunday morning. You know, hard work and honesty was valued, and conservative values were always seen as a positive. You know, always seen as a positive. And I think, you know, as far as race relations and everything, there's definitely a way that we can get the truth out there. To fellow people, fellow Americans, fellow Black Americans, Latin Americans, we're all Americans. You know, and working towards building a community that will inspire the world.
You hit something key there. They call it conservative. Telling the truth, working hard, doing what you'll say. That's at a premium. I don't care what color you are or what gender you are. If you're honorable and will bust your ass, everybody wants you.
Amen.
And they
Amen.
Teach the left just to, like, not act like that, so they'll be losers so they can control you and make you want government as your solution.
Absolutely. And what I tell a lot of people is that, as I see that there's some articles about, you know, Martin Luther King would be ruling over in his grave right now. And I'd like to think, no, he wouldn't. And I like to think that this is really what Martin Luther King died for. Martin Luther King's dream was that a man would be judged by the content of his character, not by the color of his skin. We live in a day and
that's
age.
That's all I judge people by.
We live in a day and age where for me as an African American, the character in which a man portrays is that by which he will be judged, is it not? And there has never been a time as today is when that is true.
Well, take my producers and crew back there. A couple of folks are white, Hispanic, Black, whatever. I don't look at what color they are. It's do they perform? Are they smart? Are they funny? Do they get the job done? And that's literally all I care about is they're going to be successful. I'm going to be successful. I literally do not. I am colorblind. It's really true. The problem is they project this whole color system to control people, and we need to just transcend it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we can.
I've said this many times. Do you listen to music because of what color somebody is? No. You go to eat at a restaurant because of what color they are, though?
Absolutely not.
Because it's good food.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'll drive way over to East Austin to some Black Soul Kitchen because they got the best chicken fried steak and collard greens out there. I don't give a damn what color they are. I'm going over because they got the best tasting food.
Absolutely. And I think even for me, and some people would say that I don't represent the African-American community. But
they're lying. You represent humanity.
Exactly. And I am African-American, and I'm an American. You know, I'm an American first. You know, and what I just say here is, you know, a lot of people just are it's that victim mentality. You know, we have the left has victimized.
They just want to be chip on the shoulder,
you know,
failure.
You know, the left has victimized the African-American community for so many years. Victims, victims, victims. You know, I wake up in the morning and I say, wow, I'm an American. You know, I just say this
because you got a powerful soul. And that's why they particularly try to suppress Black people, because they don't want that Humanity's got power. They don't want that power turned loose. All right, coming up, Roger Stone straight ahead. Great job, my friend. Good to have you here with us. We'll be back. Stay with us.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for my friend Alex Jones. It is an exciting time to be alive, and it's an exciting time to be in Washington. Joining me now is a veteran of the Reagan Revolution. Ed Martin is a former Republican state chairman of Missouri, former chief of staff to the Missouri governor, a candidate for attorney general of Missouri, the right-hand man to Phyllis Schlafly, the beloved conservative icon. But more importantly than all of that, really a key man for Donald Trump in Missouri and a key man for Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention, because Ed is a master of the rules process, the credentials process, always has been stalwart on the platform. Ed Martin, welcome to InfoWars.
Great to be with you, Roger. Thank you. I want to point out, you said icon. If you look over my shoulder, I guess right there, you'll see there's an icon of Judas and Jesus. I like to keep that in close proximity. You know, you just want to remember there's always Judas around the corner. But good to be with you. Anyway, great to see you, Roger.
Well, in our business, there's a lot of Judases.
Yeah.
Look, I want to talk to you today about a phenomena that has always existed in politics, and that's the leak.
Yeah.
I mean, the strategic leak is a part of the Machiavellian tool of tricks in politics. However, when employees, when staffers leak against the best interests of their boss, in this case, the President of the United States, I think they're doing themselves an enormous disservice.
Yeah.
I have been very angry and shocked to read White House staffers quoted in the Washington Post as saying, the president is a clueless child.
Right.
I have been unhappy to read the New York Times that the president wears a bathrobe in his leisure hours. That's his business. The White House is drafty. Who wouldn't? The who's in, who's up, who's down drama of what's going on around the president has caused some people to leak, not to help their boss, but try to enhance their own position. And I object to that kind of leaking. I think the president is really being badly served. And I want to explore this phenomenon. Now, you are a very skillful and experienced hand at government and politics. Early Trump, a key player. I know that the president has great affection for you. I know Steve Bannon has great affection for you. I know how you had to fight the Cruz bots at Eagle Forum. I would have surely thought that you would have joined this administration. I know that you are willing, and it disappoints me that instead we have an administration, at least on the White House staff side, that is largely people who never supported Donald Trump.
Well, you know, first of all, let me tell you, Roger, there's a lot there to unpack. First of all, the leaks, I do want to talk about that. I mean, you know, there's a phrase that a friend of mine used that I use repeatedly, and that is the people are waiting for Donald Trump to stumble. And when Donald Trump stumbles, there'll be lots of people there to hold him down. You know, and I think that's the problem we see. We are seeing the establishment and the media and the left, you know, they're slow-walking nominees, they're leaking things out of the White House, and this is a recipe to hold the president back and cause him to rethink things. Now, look, I was chief of staff to the governor of the state of Missouri, and I can tell you that the plan for any establishment and the ruling class is to leak in order to freeze effective staffers out. And to your point, one of the things I see with President Trump that I worry about is any principal, whether governor, president, you know, even Phyllis when she was here, when she's running things, they have so much going on that you have to have staff that's loyal to the vision and to the man. And if you have people around you that are loyal to the next job they're looking for in the next administration or the next Republican National Committee post or whatever it is, it's a real problem. And I think that's what most people are wondering with this president is, you know, is he really finding that the people that are around him are cutting off not just the knees of him. Another one they're doing, you mentioned Bannon. Whenever the press conspires with the media conspires with the establishment to identify someone as powerful, it's a game. They're trying to freeze the person and cause doubt and cause problems. So there's a lot of things going on. And I will say that none of it's a surprise because you and I both know that the establishment has a way of seeping into every administration, whether it was Reagan, even, you know, Nixon, you could talk about. But it is worrying, and I think we have to double down. I just went to lunch with a guy who's a blue-collar electrician type, and he just said, Ed, I'll do anything, anywhere to stop these protests that are so fake, to stop the media, and to fight back. And that's what the president won on. He won on that energy, and we have to kind of connect that for him. And I think there's lots of reasons to worry and be concerned. But as my wife said the other night, she said, I don't know. She said, the president is... it's just amazing how he does these things. So we have to, you know, shake our head. But it is a concern.
Well, and I'm not implying that you are looking for a job. It just shocks me that you have not been recruited. And I know you would serve your country if you were called upon. You know, it occurs to me that when Ronald Reagan selected Jim Baker, who had been George Bush's campaign manager, for his chief of staff, Baker very wisely reached out immediately to a number of key Reaganites like Faith Whittlesey and Lynn Nofziger and others and hired them for high-level White House positions, thus tamping down any criticism of him for staffing the place with infidels. Reince Priebus sadly has not done that. There are outstanding men and women from the Trump campaign with vast experience who are very capable, but sadly the White House appears to be staffed with party functionaries. They have no loyalty to Donald Trump, and this is where the leaks, I fear, are coming from. This is very damaging, very damaging.
Yeah, you know, Roger, a couple things on that is, one, when Donald Trump won his election, there was a couple hundred people on the payroll. In terms of people that were with him from the beginning, maybe 300 people that were with him. And a lot of those folks were people that weren't going to move to Washington anyway. So it would be inevitable that he get people that were not with him from the beginning. The question is people that were never Trumpers. You know, they're talking about a never Trumper trying to be the number two guy in the Defense Department, the never Trumpers in the State Department. I mean, you and I were there when we were standing for Donald Trump and when he was standing for America, the viciousness that came at people, because of that, it's hard to say you can forgive a lot of things, but some of this you have to remember in terms of the quality of the judgment. And you know, one of the things out in Montana, one of my friends started a website called TrumpTrue.org, and on that site he just posts so everyone can remember who the never Trumpers were, who said terrible things about the president. Because you're going to never hire them, but because you got to remember, those are probably the people that are going to be the ones that turn on you, that leak on you, that that betray things. So, look, I think what you do, what I do, is to help make Trump, make the president, give him more, support him more, and call people what they are and be clear. But it's a concern. I think we all see that now.
One of the things that is hard for me to understand is how the president's chief of staff, Reince Priebus, seems to spend every waking hour with the president like a body man. It is not possible to run the White House staff and make the trains run on time if you are serving as a supernumerary body man for the president of the United States. Now, I call him the man who needs to be in every room. Bob Haldeman wrote in his diary how difficult it was that Nixon wanted him to come in and muse for a couple hours on politics or policy, and Haldeman just kept looking at his watch, wanting to get back to his desk to make the government run. And what a problem this was. So it's very hard to understand how he can function doing the job this way. Steve Bannon, who I think is the keeper of the Trump flame in terms of the message, first of all, it's insulting to say that Bannon is Trump's brain, Bannon is the de facto president. Those things are being said by detractors of Bannon seeking to undermine him. The president and Steve Bannon are copacetic on issues, that they share the same worldview. This is shocking. Right. These are Donald Trump's ideas that Steve Bannon, who is not elected president, agrees with. This is how they became friends. This is how he was recruited into the campaign. So those are meant to hurt him. Mr. Bannon, in full disclosure, I write for Breitbart. He is a friend, and I am a fan, a supporter. But Mr. Bannon has wisely given no press interviews to speak of, not trying to hot dog it like so many others in the administration. But at the end of the day, the issue of who on this staff supported the president and will live and die for the president, I think is going to come to the fore.
Yeah,
now,
listen, Ryder, let me tell you, let me interrupt you. The key to this is what you said. Leadership and governing are very difficult. And when I first became chief of staff to the governor, I had a friend tell me, if you try to hold on to power, it's like sand. If you grab it tight, you're going to lose it. You have to hold, it's going to slip through your fingers if you grab it too tight. You have to hold it with your hands open. And what you see, I think, with guys that have never been in government's not important, but been CEOs of operations. You know, running the RNC is an interesting job. But it's not
chief of staff.
No, it's not an executive.
We've got to leave it there, unfortunately. Ed Martin, a true Trumpite, thanks for joining us here at Infowars.com.
Okay, Roger, keep in touch.
Many thanks.
rise. Are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week. Again, to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My wife, Lydia Stone, is one of those women who has the most gleaming white teeth you've ever seen. And I asked her how. And then I learned that, taking my advice about the InfoWars store products, that she had been using the Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste, which is now back in stock. She swears by this. My wife is a stout believer in oral health, and she has always had magnificent teeth. So I recommend the product to you because she likes it. And when you buy on the InfoWars store, you're helping the cause. You're helping finance the resistance to the globalists and those who would now seek to undo the Trump revolution. So it's win-win. Go to the Infowars.com store. This is also a big week for my friend Milo. I saw Milo on Fox with my other friend, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and he was sporting a new kind of chestnut-haired look. Now, the last time he was in New York, we got together for an epic night of revelry, and I can tell you that at least at that point, blondes definitely had more fun. This is a terrific book, Dangerous, and the way that Milo aggravates the establishment and aggravates the phony academics who like free speech as long as it's theirs just tickles me. If you are a follower of Stone on Style, you know that every New Year's Day I present the list of the very best and worst dressed people in the world. It's called Mr. Stone's International Best and Worst Dress List. Milo has now made the list for 2 years as one of the most interesting and dapper gents in the world, and he is one who sets a sartorial mark for the rest of us. Get his book. I was privileged to be interviewed by Jeff Glock on the Charlie Rose show last night. Comes news today that Charlie Rose, who I've known for many years, may require heart surgery. So our best wishes to Charlie Rose for a speedy recovery. We talked about my book, The Making of the President 2016. It was a lively interview in the true Charlie Rose style. I got an aggressive questioning from Jeff Glock, who himself may be on next year's best dressed list. He cuts quite a figure. The other two interesting things about New York are a bit strange. There was a demonstration outside of the Trump Tower in which a small number, say 50, Trump supporters were chanting and holding signs. It was very cold. And as people walked by, they would yell various obscenities or other challenging things. But at the end of this, as I was just passing by, there was an older black gentleman looking at the demonstrators, shaking his head and simply saying, "You're all in the stone zone. You're in the stone zone. There's something wrong with you. You're in the stone zone." So, sir, thank you so very much. The other event was even spookier. I was on Lexington Avenue right after I had taped the Charlie Rose show, and I went into a pizzeria. New York pizza is, of course, the best, with the exception of New Haven, Connecticut, the best on the face of the planet. And while I was enjoying my slice, a woman came in, and she looked at me and she said, "I feel the pure evil. I'm drawn by your evil aura, Roger Stone. I'm in the presence of Satan." And then she ran out the door screaming. I'm not making any of this up. This is how sick these liberals are. During the campaign, as I think I may have recounted on my radio show, The Stone Cold Truth, which is on Saturdays from 1 to 3 on the Genesis Communications Network, I was standing in the street corner and a woman who was just perfectly dressed head to toe looked at me. She was wearing Chanel. She was wearing Hermes. She was perfectly coiffed. She turned, spit on me. It dribbled down the front of my lapel. And this tolerant liberal crossed the street when the light changed. This is what life is like in Manhattan for the Trump supporters. Yet Trump remains, despite the fact of his staff problems, and the fact that the media wants to create controversy and problems where there is none, he perseveres on his agenda. Thanks for joining us at InfoWars. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the spring flooring kickoff sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones, and glad to be here. I made reference to my new book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution, in the previous segment. You can go to the InfoWars.com site, the InfoWars store site now, and get this book at 20% off. End of the program, I'm going to talk about my pledge to sign every book for those who buy at InfoWars. That pledge is still good. But again, you can help the fight for freedom. You can help the fight for truth. You can beat back those who would censor us and who would take away our First Amendment rights. And you can get what I think, and I'm biased, may be the single best account of the 2016 election. If you want to know how and why Donald Trump was able to pull off the greatest upset in American political history, I really think you're going to enjoy this book. Now, I want to delve into an issue that InfoWars has been very instrumental in helping develop. A terrific piece last week by Dr. Jerry Corsi talks about incredible deeds that are happening in Haiti. To set the table for this, it's important that viewers remember that in the aftermath of the horrific earthquake that Bill and Hillary Clinton completely dominated the charitable efforts to rebuild that country. Bill Clinton got himself appointed a special ambassador, and Hillary Clinton, as the Secretary of State, controlled the federal money for the efforts to rebuild Haiti. The international effort was largely handled by Bill Clinton, who had a rubber stamp board of cronies controlling the operation on the ground, and sadly, no bid contracts were given to those close to the Clintons. That money disappeared. In fact, almost all of the money disappeared, but no homes were built. The people of Haiti, suffering one of the great natural disasters in the annals of history, got no help. What they got was raped, as the money was ripped off by the Clintons and their cronies. The government that allowed them to do that has struggled now to stay in power, and Donald Trump in the campaign not only criticized the Clintons' rape of Haiti, but vowed to stand up for the Haitian people. In this most recent election, I have done an analysis of the Haitian American vote. Although they are small, they are vocal, and they voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump because they want him to stop the rape of their nation. What you have there are a few wealthy billionaires extracting the gas and the oil and the minerals, and the people of Haiti are getting nothing. The things that were built post-earthquake were federally funded in the 20% of Haiti that was unaffected by the hurricane to build a state-of-the-art port so that the government, puppet government, can ship the resources out of the country more efficiently. Comes now with us one of my favorite guests. Zill Danto is an attorney, a human rights activist, a writer, a poet, a playwright, and a very articulate advocate for the women and men of Haiti, who I was honored to march with in front of the state office building only a week ago. Zill, thanks for being back with us on InfoWars.
Thank you so much for having me, Roger.
I know that you are in shock, as I am, on the most recent developments. It appears to any objective person that Omarosa Magal, a White House aide of Apprentice fame, who is closely tied to the Democratic political consultant Ron Daniels, who is the errand boy for the oligarchs raping Haiti, have convinced Donald Trump to send a delegation, an official White House delegation, to try to legitimize a government who has stolen its way into power. Tell us what the state of play is and who was in this delegation.
Thank you for asking me. Yes, it's a hard blow for us because, you know, we had hoped that Donald Trump would be different because he said he would be different. And because we really had no choice, we had 30 years of Bush and Clinton. They were taking out our resources. So the parting gift of the Clintons was a money laundering, handpicked successor of their puppet president that they put on us during the shock of the earthquake in 2011. And for the last 3 months, since, you know, November 8th, I've been trying to see who within the Donald Trump administration that we could talk to. Everybody was very busy. And they told us, you know, he definitely didn't want to do the same thing that the Clintons were doing. But yesterday, he sent a delegation that had in it Thomas Shannon, Peter Maureen, Kenneth Merton, and then the only Trump person was Omarosa Manigault, a former...
Zill, if I'm not wrong, all those people are Obama State Department alum, are they not?
You are not wrong. And that, I can't tell your viewers how hurtful that was to have Obama back into Haiti, Clinton back into Haiti, in our faces after, I mean, we've had people literally die on the streets to stop this election. We stopped it in 2015. Matili was thrown out in disgrace. That Matili is a puppet president, that Cheryl Mills and Hillary Clinton under Obama, they rigged the election, put him in second when he was in third to put him to go through the election and become president for 5 years. And he ruled as a dictator for 5 years without parliament. So what they did was they Kenneth Merton was Obama's special Haiti coordinator. He was the ambassador during the time that they rigged the election in 2011 after the earthquake. And then he sent him back in 2015 so that he could put Matili's handpicked successor, a guy named Jovenel Moïse. And this guy has no political experience. No one knew anything about him. In 2013, there was a money laundering case against him. Matili was president, and Matili took that money laundering case and basically stopped it from going on. So he went into the election with this money laundering case. So this guy is not any, like, saint. He is part of the corruption in Haiti. He campaigned with Guy Philippe, who was a warlord, DEA indicted, drug smuggler. Everywhere around this man are DEA folks. For instance, there is a big billionaire. His name is Accra, and Accra has the Haitian oligarchy has these private ports in Haiti. And they get the drugs from the Colombia, bring it up through Bahamas, and then to our country in America to hurt our people. I have been trying for 20 years now to stop the Clintons and the Bushes in Haiti. I really thought we had something different with Obama. I mean, excuse me, with Donald Trump. But yesterday's delegation, with the same people Haitians have been fighting since 2010, Kenneth Merton, Maureen, and Shannon, came down with Omarosa. That really was a big hit for us. And the folks are telling me all over, all my network, we told you so, we told you so. Donald Trump is not going to be any different.
Zill, in all honesty, I'm going to give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt. I think that that Omarosa has disturbed him. I don't think he understands the implications. He understands how the Clintons raped Haiti. I'm not sure he understands how this new government, this faux government, this puppet regime that they want the U.S. rubber stamp on so the stealing and grafting can continue, relates to the previous government or to the operation the Clintons were running post-earthquake. He needs to be informed. I think that she is misinforming him. Now, we know that Omarosa traveled to Haiti with Ron Daniels, the Democratic political consultant, for a conference of those supporters of the old government. We know that she traveled to Haiti at Daniels' expense after the earthquake. So it is reasonable to understand that Daniels, who is a heavy-duty black Democratic political operative, who my friends tell me is quite capable and quite heavy-handed, is calling the shots here. I am talking to others to determine what the next step should be. The president needs to understand how he is being disturbed and how this is inconsistent with his pledge to the Haitian people. The Secretary of State also needs to be alerted. In fairness to him, he's been in the office for days. He's trying to get a staff. He's got shooting wars to deal with before he can deal with the plight of the Haitian people. But I think he's a good man, and I think we have truth on our side. I would like to not underestimate the symbolic importance of this issue. I think that we have a historic opportunity. When I say we, I speak here as a Trump Republican, a historic opportunity to bring in people of color to support our party. More and more, I think, African-American and black voters in this country understand that they've been used by the Democrats for their votes, and they've delivered nothing in terms of opportunity and prosperity. Instead, they're getting the dole. And the people I know don't want the dole. They want what all Americans want. They want, you know, a prosperous opportunity for their family, a nice home, a safe home, good schools, good job opportunities for when their kids get out of school. It's a historic time because Donald Trump could rebuild the inner cities, could bring prosperity to the ghetto, and we could have a historic realignment. But this action in Haiti is a blot against that. Any reasonable person of color in this country who knows the facts about Haiti cannot support what is being done in the president's name. I think we have a long section in my book, The Making of the President, focuses on the opportunity. But I would ask you, Zill, don't give up on the president yet. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, believe me, we don't want to give up. We have no choice. We don't have any choice. People are dying in Haiti. People have cholera. There's child trafficking, organ trafficking. This is what Omarosa and Ron Daniels went down to Haiti right yesterday to validate. This is the joke in Haiti right now. If you go into the Haitian parliament and you want to clear it in 5 minutes, just say, here comes the DEA. That's how bad the corruption is of the people that put in parliament. Okay? And this is not my people. I want everyone to know Haitians are not corrupt. These politicians were hand-picked by Kenneth Merton, Peter Mulrine, and the Haitian oligarchy because they have things on them. And this is how they work, by blackmailing, put in people who are corrupt, and then you blackmail them to give you a port, to give you a gold license, to give you the Digicel monopoly for the cell phone, to turn their eyes away from the fact that you're taking children out of Haiti and you in trucks and you in planes. We asked Donald Trump frankly, like I said, you know, I was as skeptical as everyone else during this whole entire election. We don't deal with evil, and Americans tend to deal with two evils. But when Donald Trump on September 16th, 2016, went to Little Haiti, and when he went to the South Carolina campaigning, and he said, I mean, he was the first one to say it, because we had been trying to get Bernie to say something about Haiti and about what the Clintons were doing to Haiti. Nothing came out of the left. Absolutely. It was Donald Trump that stood up for the people of Haiti during this past election. I will say it to anyone. And he made Haiti's name the second most repeated name in the election during the three various final presidential debates. That was Donald Trump. And because of that, a lot of people came to me to talk about what was going on in Haiti. People that we had never dealt with before. A lot of white folks came to us. And they wanted a different, they have been writing to me. They have been saying, we want something different from Haiti. We know what the Clintons have been doing. We've been studying this stuff. What Donald Trump did was so important to us. He went to North Carolina campaigning, and he said that the Clinton administration, excuse me, the Clinton Foundation had made money, helped their cronies while the Haitian people suffered, because they raised over $10 billion at the UN with Mr. Bill Clinton, and then $3.4 at USAID, and there was no real infrastructure left for Haitian, only infrastructure in the north for the extraction companies. So when Donald Trump said that, yes, we said to Donald Trump, we said, you know, Donald Trump, here's our message. If you want to help the inner cities in America, the first thing you could do is get rid of the UN occupation of Haiti. That's over $1 billion, half $1 billion that America is footing for these cholera raping folks, and use that money for the inner cities. We don't need the UN in Haiti. That was the first thing we asked. And we said, so we want the end of the occupation. We wanted the rigged election that was actually going on at that time. We said, you know, do not put in another Clinton puppet, a puppet of the Haitian oligarchy, and let the only relationship we have be based on Haiti resources. We have massive oil, gold, minerals. The Haitian landmass is 1 billion years old. There's a lot of limestone, marble. The big, best marble in the world comes out of Haiti. Let us look at our riches.
All right. I'm afraid I got to stop you there. Thank you very much for joining us. You are one tough lady, and I'm proud to be your ally in this fight because Omarosa must go, and the president's doctrine on Haiti has got to be restored. Many thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
That Donald J. Trump has been selected as the Republican Party nominee for President of the United States.
And I promise you that I will not let you down. We will do a great job. We will do a great job. And I can only say that while while the campaign is over, our work on this movement is now really just beginning.
The Making of the President 2016, how Donald Trump orchestrated a revolution.
I love that video. It's the first time I've seen it. And this is indeed the ultimate, I think, insider's take on both the big picture trends and the gritty details of how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest political victory in American history. I make the case that this was a much bigger upset than 1948 when Harry Truman beat New York Governor Thomas E. Dewey, although I did see the parallels between Hillary Clinton and Dewey, cold, aloof, and lazy. Tom Dewey sat out the last 2 weeks of the 1940 election because the poll showed he was a sure winner. And in this race, while Donald Trump was barnstorming his way across America, hitting Democratic strongholds like Wisconsin and Michigan and western Pennsylvania, doing 4, 5, 6 stops a day, Hillary was in Chappaqua wearing her pajamas and looking at swatches of fabric for the curtains in her Oval Office. Now, I think this is the book, if you're a political junkie and you want to understand what happened in this country that allowed Trump to win. Because, you see, this was the year in which the mainstream media lost their monopoly on the dissemination of political information. That's why the real MVPs of this election are Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and the folks at Daily Caller and Breitbart and many, many others, Town Hall, who are providing the American people with more investigative journalism and more facts and more truth. And because the majority of Americans are no longer getting their political information from a television set, but more properly from a handheld device, the pendulum has shifted. And the mainstream media is hysterical. And that allowed the election of Donald Trump. Now, I said several weeks ago that anyone who bought this book through InfoWars store, I would happily sign. That pledge is still good. I know many of you are waiting. I've been on a rollout of the book, and you can read stories about it on the Daily Caller, on Breitbart, with my great friend Lou Rockwell at the Daily Caller, Real Clear Politics, Politico, and U.S. News and World Report. I'm very proud of the coverage. I'm still waiting for my review in the New York Times Review of Books, but I will not hold my breath. So, please, I am working on the signatures, every single one of them. I'm going to do 15,000 if I have to. Alex Jones has agreed to match me, so you can get both our signatures on this iconic book. Please order it today. And thanks for coming to InfoWars. Buy it here and help the resistance.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.